Ok, smo opet drugi depeši, ta je iz Zagreba, spisana je bila po januarju 2010, klasificirana pa kot zaupna. V tej depeši se je ameriški ambasador v Zagrebu, James Foley, razpiše o poročanju hrvaškega državnega tožilca Mladena Bajića v korupciji v hrvaški politiki, pa v veliki večini podjetij v državni lasti in upletenosti pač nekih bivših, pa tudi aktualnih ministrov in bivšega premiera Iva Sanadera v to korupcijo. Če sam osvežimo spomin glede te zadeve, Ivo Sanader je bil junija leta 2009 brez nekega preprečljivega razloga odstopu z položaja premiera. Mediji so pol začeli špekulirati o njegove upletenosti v korupcijske afere, ki pretresajo hrvaški političen vrh. In 8. decembra 2010 je bila Sanaderu dozeta poslanska imuniteta, pa je izdan nalog za njegovo aretacijo. In ta depeša, ki je bila spisana januarja 2010, se umešča med to obdobje in govori o insajderskih informacijah državnega tožilstva glede teh afer pa Sanaderove upletenosti vanje. Neč, počas prešluhamo depeši. Upozoril bi pa sam, da bojo nekatera imena, ki jih je Wikileaks cenzuriral zaradi varnosti, brana kot X.
Summary. Chief State Prosecutor Mladen Bajić has outlined to us several ongoing corruption cases targeting former Prime Minister Ivo Sanader and other top government officials. Prosecutors are developing at least one case against the former Prime Minister, which could result in his indictment, and they are continuing to uncover evidence in several other cases which could also implicate Sanader. Prime Minister Kosor has strengthened anti-corruption efforts by creating inter-agency teams to investigate the most serious cases of corruption in state-owned enterprises, while the ministers of Interior and Justice have warned that there are no untouchables in the corruption clampdown. End summary. In a series of meetings in early to mid-January, Croatian Chief State Prosecutor Mladen Bajic described several ongoing corruption probes to Polov, which target former Prime Minister Ivo Sanader, current and former ministers, and nearly all major state-owned enterprises. Bajic said that Sanader has possible involvement in several cases, but the one in which prosecutors have gathered the most evidence involves illegal mediation between his friends and Hypo Alpe Adria Bank Group of Austria. The Hypo Bank case indicates that Sanader allegedly arranged a 4 million loan for his neighbor, Miroslav Kutle, in the 1990s and received a 800 kickback from Kutle in return. XX is cooperating with the anti-corruption prosecutors, and XX's story has been corroborated by XX with knowledge of the transactions. The illegal mediation charge for receiving gifts and benefits while abusing an official position to secure business transactions carries a prison term of 1 to 5 years. Bajic said that Hypo Bank is cooperating with the investigation. Sanader is also implicated in several corruption cases involving the Transportation Ministry. Transport Minister Božidar Kalmeta has been under fire for several months due to corruption cases. XX Bajic said that Sanader often bypassed Kalmeta and gave instructions about how to handle certain cases directly to XX. Bajic did note, however, that XX should have at least been aware of what was happening within XX. Bajic said his office is leading interagency teams established under orders from Prime Minister Kosor to deal with 5 priority cases involving state-owned enterprises. XX. The teams, led by the Prosecutor's Office for Suppression of Corruption and Organized Crime, meet daily and include the police, tax administration, finance police, and other experts. Bajic said he believes that all major Croatian state-owned enterprises are now under investigation. Chief of Police Oliver Grbić told reporters in mid-January that police were running 12 investigations during the past 6 months into XX management officials of public companies. A sixth company under investigation, Podravka, has 26% government ownership, and Parliament approves the supervisory board. At least 7 members of the board, all affiliated with the ruling coalition, were arrested, and Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Economy and former Podravka executive Damir Polančec resigned in October 2009. Dinko Cvitan, head of Office for Suppression of Corruption and Organized Crime, confirmed Tupolev on January the 21st that Office for Suppression of Corruption and Organized Crime has now opened a formal investigation of Polanchets for illegal mediation. The scandal involves embezzlement and fraudulent loans by several Podravka-linked firms in an attempt by managers to buy controlling interest in the company. Bajic said he needed several documents from XX in Hungary to move forward with charges in the case, and initially described efforts to secure them from Hungary as catastrophic. XX and several Hungarian officials were uncooperative, he said. During a January, the 18th meeting between Prime Minister Kosor and Hungarian Prime Minister Bajnai, Prime Minister Bajnai told press that documents relating to Podravka's XX were sent on to Croatia on January the 15th. Bajic said he received the Hungarian prosecutor's report on XX's dealings with Podravka on January the 22nd. Minister of Interior Tomislav Karamarko and Minister of Justice Ivan Simonovic have also been spearheading a public relations campaign to publicize the war on corruption in Croatia. Simonovic said on Croatian radio that, quote, no one can be above the law, either former or present or future presidents or prime ministers, end of quote. He went on to add that there have always been untouchables, but this is the first time in the history of Croatia that there won't be untouchables anymore. Comment. An important test of Croatia's anti-corruption efforts will be the ability to go after the biggest fish. For several years, Bajic has been extremely hesitant to open even a formal investigation, let alone seek an indictment against high-ranking officials, unless he felt he had a watertight case. The opening of the formal investigation against Polanchets and Bajic's assessment that the Hypo Bank case currently has solid evidence against Sanader are strong signs that some big fish may soon face formal charges, joining former Defense and Interior Minister Berislav Rončević, who is currently under indictment for a drug procurement scandal during his time at the Ministry of Defense. While the illegal mediation charges being considered against Sanader and Polanchets may seem rather minor, Bajic suggests that there is likely much more to be uncovered involving the former Prime Minister. In any case, as Bajic likes to point out, Al Capone was brought down for tax evasion rather than for his more notorious activities.